Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 3.1, Data Monetization Strategies. This lesson is part of Module 3, Advanced Application, Practical Techniques for Data Products in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the overview of data monetization, various models for monetizing data products, and case studies of successful monetization. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to identify and evaluate potential strategies for monetizing data products effectively. Main content overview of data monetization. Data monetization refers to the process of generating measurable economic benefits from data. It is a key strategy for organizations looking to leverage the data they collect in the finance and fintech sectors. Data monetization can take various forms, such as selling data insights to third parties, creating data-driven applications, or enhancing existing products with data analytics. Understanding the value of your data is critical. Not all data is created equal. The most valuable data is often that which is unique, actionable, and timely. For example, UGA One Tech could analyze customer transaction data to identify spending trends, which could be packaged as insights for businesses looking to target specific demographics. This shift from viewing data as a byproduct to seeing it as a valuable asset is essential in today's data-driven economy. Models for monetizing data products. There are several models organizations can adopt to monetize their data products. Here we'll explore three key models. Direct selling. This model involves selling raw data or insights directly to customers or third parties. Financial institutions, for instance, can sell anonymized transaction data to market research firms. This practice not only generates revenue but also provides valuable insights to clients. Subscription services. In this model, companies offer data access through subscription plans. Such services can be beneficial for businesses that require ongoing data insights. For example, a fintech company might provide a subscription-based dashboard that offers real-time analytics and market trends, thereby creating a continuous revenue stream. Freemium model. This model offers basic data services for free while charging for advanced features. This approach can attract a large user base quickly. For instance, UGA One Tech could provide basic financial analytics for free, encouraging users to upgrade for more comprehensive analysis tools and features, thus increasing user engagement and potential revenue. Each of these models can be tailored based on the specific needs of the target market and the type of data being monetized. Case studies of successful monetization. To understand how data monetization can be successfully implemented, let's examine a couple of real-world examples. Experian. As a data services company, Experian has successfully monetized its vast amounts of consumer credit data. By analyzing and packaging this data, they provide insights to businesses for credit risk assessment and marketing strategies. This model has proven lucrative, allowing them to charge premium prices for detailed reports and analytics. Zillow. Zillow, a real estate marketplace, utilizes data monetization effectively through its Zestimate feature, which provides estimated property values based on a multitude of data points. By leveraging data from public records and user interactions, Zillow not only attracts users to its platform but also generates revenue through advertising and partnerships with real estate agents. These case studies highlight not only the potential for revenue generation through data but also the importance of understanding your audience and the specific needs that your data can address. Conclusion. In this lesson, we've covered the overview of data monetization, explored various models for monetizing data products, and reviewed case studies of successful monetization. By understanding these concepts, You will be better equipped to identify and evaluate potential strategies for monetizing data products effectively. Data is an asset, and leveraging it properly can lead to significant economic benefits for your organization. Reflection questions: how can UGA 1 Tech identify unique data points that could be monetized in its current operations? Which data monetization model do you think would work best for UGA 1 Tech and why? Reflect on a case study discussed. How might you apply similar strategies in your own work or organization? Word count: 1029 words.